This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks, Jonathan. It's Grandy in for Willer, though, so Dibs and Grandy with you here on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game, and we will hear more from Jonathan Kuminga coming up in a little bit. In about 7 minutes or so, Dibs, we're going to hear his full exit interview with the media at Chase Center. I think it was Anthony Slater who asked the question to Steph Curry about Jonathan Kuminga's future, and he essentially said he's probably the one player on the roster right now who has the most questions around his future because of what is coming up with restricted free agency and the way that works. Dibs, I know you know, is he can get an offer. The Warriors are going to extend him the qualifying offer, and when they extend him the qualifying offer, that officially opens up restricted free agency, and he can get any offer he wants on the open market, and the Warriors have the right to refuse or to match that offer, and if they match it, Kuminga is forced to sign with the Warriors. That is what restricted free agency is. So, unfortunately for Kuminga, he doesn't really have a ton of say in how this plays out, but maybe it works out to a point where the Warriors help Kuminga get a little bit more money than he might elsewhere, and the Warriors get something in return for him as opposed to him just signing somewhere else and the Warriors getting nothing for him, or maybe they decide to bring him back and have him be a part of the team going forward.
Depends on just how much they feel about not only the next couple of years, but his longer-term future as a core member of the team. And you start to think about what the deal might look like, and I'm looking at his draft class mates and what they got. And, of course, you had Cade Cunningham, top of the draft, top of the class. He got 5 years and $224 million. And these were all the extensions that they got going into this year. Moody got one. Kuminga did not. So it's a little bit different now that he's played 4 years, but the one I was looking at is Trey Murphy, New Orleans Pelicans. He got 4 years and $112 million.
That was right before the season, I think.
Right. So that works out to be about $28 million. Yeah, it's $28 million per year. That might be kind of the range where Kuminga is, and if the Warriors want to pay that, they can. They have his bird rights, which means they can go over the salary cap to keep their own player. One other wrinkle that I was learning during the break is if you want to do a sign and trade, it can't be a 5-year deal. It has to be 4 years or fewer in order to then sign and trade him.
Interesting.
So that might be, like, if it's 4 and 112 and there's a team out there thinking, yeah, we'll pay him an average of 28 a year. Well, now you're in business because you could get about $28 million in player coming back. But that would put you in a pretty precarious financial situation.
Yeah, then how do you build the rest of the roster out?
Yeah, you probably don't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you got one player who's making 28, you better hope that he's better than what Kuminga could be.
Kuminga could very well go into his own situation next year and score 23 points per game. But for whatever reason, the Warriors feel pretty darn confident. At least their actions to this point have suggested they feel pretty darn confident that the Warriors system and the Warriors plan doesn't maximize Kuminga's abilities. And when Kuminga's at his best, it tends to be when Steph Curry is off the floor. And for a team that is that goes as Steph Curry goes, those two things don't really work together.
They don't have to always work together, but they need to work together some. And that becomes the overarching question in the Kuminga future is yep. if they don't think that it can work, then it's an easy call. You try to sign and trade him, and if you can't, worst case scenario is you can't work a sign and trade and you end up losing him for nothing because you don't want to match an offer. If another team out there offers 4 years and $120 million and you don't think that you can find somebody else to take that contract, then you might just lose him for nothing.
Maybe. That seems to me to be pretty bad business, but maybe it's out of the Warriors' hands if something like that arises.
The Warriors have been great, though, with sign and trades. And you think about Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson. Those were all players that you were able to sign and trade and get something back.
Ultimately, the KD sign and trade eventually netted you Kuminga and Wiggins, and the Wiggins helped you win a championship.
Yeah.
And then the Klay Thompson sign and trade eventually helped net you Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. Yeah, in a roundabout, convoluted way, but
took
you're
a number
right.
of moves to get there. it did eventually lead to that. So we'll see what maybe happens this offseason. The Warriors have generally been pretty good. Generally, not entirely, but generally been pretty good at for when they're done with an asset and they want to move on, getting something in return for it. Maybe it's not entirely market value, but it's better than losing said player for nothing. We're going to hear from Kuminga coming up here in a couple of minutes, but let's sneak in one more call first. CJ is in Oakland who wants to weigh in. CJ, what's up? You're on Willard and Dibs. It's Grandy in for Willard. How you doing?
All right. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm just curious, is there any true basketball fan, a.k.a. Warrior fan as well, that was surprised at the results after number 30 went down? I saw that was going to happen. Basically, because do you realize the team that the Warriors won the first championship since 74 was built by a defensive first team, a team with at least six or seven players that can consistently get double figures? And it wasn't from 3-point range, which the team they've constructed now doesn't seem to have a clue. The majority of you aren't Steph Curry. The majority of you shouldn't be taking more than 1-3. If you miss that one, the rest of yours are 20 feet or in the paint. And they, unfortunately for the Warriors, let's face it, Steve Kerr is not a developmental coach. And that's their bigger issue. They've had countless draft picks. He does not have the patience. Let's face it, Steve Kerr did not develop the team that won the first championship. He inherited. He's not a developmental coach. He can coach four-year players or older. Great. But how long can you live on that?
I hear you, CJ. Yeah, CJ, I hear you. I think as far as Steve Kerr and developing draft picks goes, at some point we also have to at least share the blame with who made the picks and who the players are themselves. I mean, do you blame Steve Kerr for not developing James Wiseman, for example? Or is James Wiseman just not a great basketball player?
I usually wait until I see a player go somewhere else and thrive before I blame the previous situation. And so far, James Wiseman, I know he tore the Achilles, and so he'll have to try again this upcoming season. Hopefully he catches on somewhere and gets a chance to actually have a career, but so far...
Didn't really fit in Detroit before he tore his Achilles.
This year he was starting to play better. He was not playing phenomenally, but that's the real tragedy, is he was actually starting to play better. I don't know if he would have been more than a 9th or 10th man, but he was starting to show some glimmers. And Jordan Poole's the other one, where he developed Jordan Poole, or they developed Jordan Poole, and they decided that he wasn't fitting for whatever reason, and you can go back to the punch and whatever else happened, but he's gone on and... He's a good player. He scored a lot of points. And I'm looking at that first championship year. Harrison Barnes was in his second year. Klay Thompson was in his third year. So does Steve Kerr not get some credit for
Draymond Green also in
developing
his,
those. Yeah, yeah, Draymond Green, second year. Those are really, really young players. And yes, they were good, but does he not get credit? Do they not get credit for developing those players that Steve got when they were babies?
I would imagine our callers probably talking specifically about Jonathan Kuminga would be my guess. And to your point, you generally wait until a player goes elsewhere and thrives, and then we could have the blame conversation. But there's no doubt, if Kuminga leaves for whatever reason, if the Warriors decide on it and he goes elsewhere and he scores 25 a game and leads a team to a decent record, then yeah, then we might be talking about this in an entirely different light. But the Warriors, I don't think they've made a number of mistakes in that regard. Generally, when they've let a player go, I mean, maybe one example is Ty Jerome as one who hasn't really has gotten away from the Warriors. But even when he was on the Warriors, Steve Kerr played him a lot. He played him over Kuminga and played him over Moody,
yep,
which incensed a lot of Warrior fans, and I understood why. But we could talk more about that throughout the offseason and as we continue here today. But we do want to hear from Jonathan Kuminga himself, who addressed the media after last night's loss to end the Warriors season and his exit interview here at Chase Center. Here is the full Jonathan Kuminga exit interview.
Obviously, your future will become a hot topic as restricted free agency gets here. How do you just view, you know, your future here and your future in the league?
I don't know. I still got to figure it out. I don't know. But, you know, I still got to figure it out. We just finished playing one day ago, so I haven't think about anything yet.
How difficult was, I mean, really your 4 years here, but particularly this season and kind of the yo-yoing in and out of the rotation, especially even in the playoffs?
I mean, it was some ups and downs, you know. That's how life goes, but, you know, I had fun. I had a great time. I enjoyed playing, you know, here. Yeah, but there was some ups and downs.
Do you think you proved something in these last few games, just to the league, to your coach, to anybody?
I don't think about proving. I just trying to go out there and win. I think that was just my biggest thing, to go out there and try to win.
Grandma mentioned that there was a defensive move you made coming off a guy, again, covering, I guess, Ant, as he was cutting through, that he said, he pointed out that now you're playing defense. Do you remember that moment, and do you feel like you've really accelerated the way you think the defensive game?
I think defensively I got better, so much better. I think it talked to me about in the middle of the game, but I still got to see what action was it. But he talked to me in the middle of the game.
JK, that was your most playoff action that you've had since you've been here. How do you feel like that's going to help you moving forward and developing your game?
I think I just got to go back, you know, and watch. I still got to learn, you know, study those moments. Just got to go back there and just learn and just work towards it and, you know, and see what else I could have done, you know. And if I ever get those type of chances again, I could be impactful, you know, how I could help us win by any means.
How much would you say you've grown in your 4 years here?
I've grown a lot. When I look back from day one when I got here compared to now, it's like, you know, it's a lot of things that people don't see, you know. But me personally, I feel like I...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've grown a lot as a player, as a person.
JK, I mean, would you need to hear from this team or your next team that you're in the rotation? There's going to be no question about that. Was that something you want to know when you go decide your future?
I don't know what the future is going to be. It's something that any player would love to hear, you know, going to a different year. So I'm looking forward to that, and I know it's going to happen. Somebody going to talk to me about how things will go next year. But, you know, I'm just looking forward to that. I don't know anything about what the future is holding for me. So, but I'm just looking forward to it.
Did the unsettled nature of your contract situation, do you think that had any impact on the year? Just the fact that, you know, you were obviously extension eligible last summer, nothing got done. Do you think that had any impact on this past season?
Not at all. Like I said, you know, I ain't know what the future holds, you know, so anything that happened probably happened for a reason. I'm just grateful to be here this time. You know, I still got a long summer to go to figure things out.
How's your ankle feeling? And just how do you feel physically right now?
No, I feel good. I feel good. I feel healthy and good.
How were exit interviews today, talking to Steve, talking to Mike?
They were great. They were great. You know, like I told all of them, you know, things you know, it's going to take us time to, you know, figure it out. What's really going to happen, things like that. You know, and I spoke to Steve about, you know, how he wanted me to, you know, get better at rebounding more. And I feel like I was doing better before I got hurt. And I like where he was going with it. You know, he explained to me little things, you know, if I need resource from him, you know, about things like that, you know, I should hit him up, you know, and I don't have no problem doing that.
Like that relationship's in a fine spot right now?
I mean, since I've been here, you know, we had ups and downs, you know, but, you know, he helped me to get here. So, you know, and we had a lot of great moments. And I think our relationship been very good.
You have some options this off season. You can talk to other teams, et cetera. What is that like for you? Is it exciting? Is it nervous? Like, how do you feel?
You know, I don't know how those things goes, you know, and I think I'll learn more going through the summer with my agent. So I don't know how that will go, but it don't really matter. You know, I'm going to let my agent into things like that. And I'll just listen to, you know, what he's going to tell me.
How was the season overall for you with playing your best basketball? Then you suddenly have the longest injury of your career. Then Jimmy Butler's added and you come back essentially to a brand new team. Mm-hmm. What did you think about the roller coasters this year?
It was tough. It was tough, you know, playing great. And then things like that happened. I didn't let it down. You know, I just went back and just rehab every other day, you know, try to get better. And I came back to a complete different team, you know, and I had to figure that I had to, you know, to be impactful with that new team. And like I said, it was ups and downs, you know, but I didn't put my head down and just say, I don't want to get better or figure it out. You know, I tried to figure it out. I had tough moments.
Yeah. Overall, was this a happy season for you? Was it a frustrating season?
No, it was actually a great season. Especially, you know, I had to learn more about myself when I got hurt. You know, I had to change a lot of things. So it was a successful season. It was a great season. I'm not mad about it.
Jonathan, along those lines, I mean, how did you emotionally kind of get through it all? You always seem to be handling yourself pretty well. I mean, with the injury, I saw you still with a smile on your face, and that's not always easy either to be away from the game you love. And how did you get through some of those hard moments?
Just leaving all to God. I have my mom, she a pastor. You know, she prayed for me pretty much every other day. I have good friends. You know, I have great teammates. I have a good family that, you know, that keeps supporting me through anything, no matter what. So, you know, just having those type of support around me kind of just helped me get through a lot of crazy times, you know, hard times. So, you know, just the support that I had around me kind of helped me go through everything.
And a couple of your teammates who've been up here, they've said, you know, Jonathan's gone through so many different things in 4 years, challenges, you know, ups, downs, like you mentioned, more than most people. And you still have a long career ahead of you. Have any of those experiences prepared you to, you know, get through whatever the next challenge might be?
They really have told me a lot. Like I say, you know, they helped me grow more as a person, as a basketball player. And, you know, I feel like without those moments, you know, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. So, you know, sometimes I'm I'm glad they happened. Sometimes, you know, when I look back, I'm like, why did it happen to me? So I just try not to question myself a lot about those moments. You know, I just leave it to God. I go out there and pray. And I think those moments just kind of help me be who I am.
Jonathan, I know you said you're going to let your agent deal with the contract and everything, but is there a part of you that's curious to see how the rest of the league values you?
I mean, my agent, I kind of, you know, like he will tell me here and there, but, you know, I try to tell him to just try to figure it out, especially when we get close to whatever got to be done. That's when it comes to me and, you know, and ask me for my opinions. Throughout the season, I never thought about things like that. Even right now, I haven't even spoke to him what we're going to do or what we're going to figure it out, you know. I just tell him to take his time, you know. I'm going to take my time to figure it out what I'm going to do with my day because I'm bored. So once he heard something or once he figured out something, he's going to come back to me.
Hello, Jonathan. Obviously, you absence a long time, but you said it's a great season for you. It's a successful season, but how you define this success? How you define this great?
I would say just based of things I went through. Like I say, the things that made it great is all the learning, all the moments I share with my teammates, you know, just all the times I was here, you know, and learning different things, you know. I think that's what defined a great season.
Just last season, your off season had a lot of travel, Paris, Milan, etc. Do you have any destinations you're going to this summer?
I'm trying to stay local as much as I can this year. I feel like I want to have a great season, you know, next year. And I want to get better as much as I can, you know, trying to cut all the traveling and all the stuff like that to just stay locked in, work out and get better. Because, you know, I feel like I could do something better next year. You know, I could get better than what I did this year. So, you know, I'm just trying to lock in and just trying to get better.
Like gym rat summer?
Yeah.
Also, as far as your agent negotiating things and numbers, letting him handle that. But is your communication style also just texting Steve and Mike a little bit to say, hey, how you doing? Like, do you want a little bit of that communication too?
I mean, for sure. I haven't. I'm not going nowhere. I'm still here. So, you know, I would love to keep those type of relationship, you know, no work, kind of communicate with them, you know, throughout the summer and seeing where, what they're thinking or, you know, how the vibe is, you know.
That's Jonathan Kuminga, his exit interview with the media at Chase Center earlier today. Maybe the most eye-opening one was when asked about his relationship with Steve Kerr. Said, we've had our ups and downs, but we're in a great spot right now. And when asked multiple times about what this summer might hold for him, and it's the most important summer of his career because he's becoming a restricted free agent, he must have said the phrase, I don't know, like 10 different times.
Yes, but he also said that he and his agent have an idea about what the market is like for him. That's one of the answers he did give. He's like, I'll let my agent handle that, but, you know, we know what is potentially going to be out there for him. Maybe not the teams that are concrete interested in him, but the general amount that he might be looking at. Yeah, like the ballpark for the contract that he could receive. And I like the question, too, about do you feel like that you went out there and proved to people over the last four games? He's like, I didn't really have anything to prove in his mind. And I get that. And so his confidence is right where it should be. And that's why he was able to come in and play well, because even though he was probably very frustrated with DNPs in the playoffs, he's very confident in his game and he went out there and showed it.
Yeah, maybe he didn't have anything to prove, perhaps, in his mind. But I will say, I think his performance the last four games made him money. Maybe he felt fine in his abilities and maybe how he was viewed around the league. But I would imagine, I mean, what he did the last four games might give him another suitor or two. And if you throw another suitor or two into the mix, I mean, that might up your AAV, the amount of money you make per year, up by, I don't know, $5, $6, $7 million.
It could. I'm depending on if there are multiple teams that are going to be looking to bring in Jonathan Kuminga. And again, the Warriors have the ability to match any offer that is out there. And having his bird rights means that they can go over the salary cap and they can pay whatever they need to pay, even though it does get you up into the luxury tax and all the other penalties. But Joe Lacob has been so far pretty willing to spend as much as possible to put out a winning team. And I don't think that this performance changes Joe Lacob's approach. I mean, disappointed, yes, that you only won 5 playoff games and not 16, but you were in the mix and you lost your star. So if I'm Joe Lacob, I wouldn't be shaken by this second round ouster. I would be probably more heartened thinking that, yeah, we were close enough to where I can open up the purse strings a little bit and still spend.
You're frustrated that Steph Curry got hurt and that as a result your season ended, but you're encouraged about what next season might be. Because if you were to ask Joe Lacob on the 1st of February this year, maybe even a little bit before, because they probably had a decent inclination they were going to be able to acquire somebody big at the trade deadline by then. If you asked them maybe January 15th about their confidence the rest of this season and next year, and you ask Joe Lacob now their confidence for next year, I'm sure you get, he's a confident guy. He's going to tell you that they're going to make all the necessary moves in the offseason to get it done, even if they were terrible this year. But I guarantee you he feels a whole lot better about the future, next year specifically, and maybe the next 2 years specifically, of the team now than he did, say, 3-4 months ago.
Yeah, January 22nd, you go to Sacramento and you lose. 123-117. You fall to 21-22. And it was the part of the season where you lose two, you win one. You lose two, you win two. You lose two, you win.
You were hanging out a game over or a game under 500?
Like, all the time.
Yeah.
You were 12-3, and then that turned into 15-15.
Yeah.
So you went 12-3, and then 3-12.
And then just like win, lose, win, lose, win, lose, basically.
Drop two, win one, drop one, win two. It was that kind of a thing. Like, what's that? The horse piece in chess, the one that can go two up and one over, the knight.
The knight.
Yeah. One up and two over, two up and one. That horse one thing in chess. I already said yesterday, I don't play chess.
Moves in the shape of an L, dude.
That's right.
Yeah.
Two here, one there. That's kind of what the Warriors were doing. They were moving in the shape of an L. If you ask him on that date when they lose to Sacramento, he's probably thinking, no, I'm not spending another dime on this crap. And then you get Jimmy and you go on this run and it falls short, obviously, but I think the way they played and what that the core showed with Jimmy Butler, I do think that they're going to do everything they can to continue to spend and surround.
Yeah, and Shams says they're going to be incredibly aggressive this summer,
Don't
Dibs.
Play it again, please.
I won't. There is something else, though, from another ESPN personality I do want to play. It's Bobby Marks, and I would imagine you and Willard are overdue for a conversation with Bobby Marks.
Yeah, Lucas.
Maybe that'll happen at some point next week. We shall see. But Bobby Marks chimed in on Jonathan Kuminga and the summer ahead for the Warriors. Now, Kuminga really is the key piece. So we can hear from Bobby about that. We also got plenty more time for your calls. I know you guys on hold have been patient. Amir, Bill, and Christian, I see you. We will come to you when we come back. We've got a long segment here, so we got plenty of time for your calls. You can weigh in at 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs, but Grandy in for Willard. So Dibs and Grandy with you. We're back with more after this, and we're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.